This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. It's 82 degrees in Nashville. We are under a heat advisory. That temperature is rising and is expected to get up into the high 90s today with a heat index closer to 110. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News. Metro Police's use of force tactics are being criticized once again. A new review shows Black residents were disproportionately subjected to use of force compared to any other ethnic group. Nashville's Community Review Board analyzed 2 years of police use of force, including more than 1,600 officer interactions. It discovered that more than 50% of officers who used force on the public did it multiple times. It also found recommendations given over the last 2 years were not addressed. The Civilian Review Board has no authority to require its recommendations be followed and has had less information to work with since the state made it illegal for local panels to have true oversight powers over police departments. Dairy farmer Charlie Hatcher says he refused to go negative in his primary challenge against Republican Congressman Andy Ogles, and he plans to do the same as he faces Democrat Chas Mulder in November's general election. Hatcher appeared on This Is Nashville and said he and Mulder have a mutual respect for each other, and he also fundamentally opposes rough-and-tumble politics.
I think people are tired, and I've said this along the campaign trail. A lot of campaigns are run on fear and anger, and I'm not going to do that.
Outside groups are another story. A renewable energy political committee spent $2 million running negative ads against Andy Ogles in the primary. Hatcher says he welcomed the help, but had no idea it was